That's inside too. Anyway, I tried to warn them, I guess, that I'm not sure what kind of a job I can do. The only thing I could promise was I would certainly make a very good attempt, but I'm not sure that this is my cup of tea. Here's the way it works. Jane Matthews is the staff director, right? And then she has two area supervisors, Beth Carney, who comes from Korea, and Beth has five clubs in the northern part of South Vietnam. Okay, then Betty has 16 clubs in the southern portion of South Vietnam. And Betty would normally have two assistants, say, Ricky and the other Ann Campbell, both of whom are gone. So I will be one of Betty's assistants, and there's somebody else coming to fill the other spot. Now, this will mean that Betty will split up the 16 clubs that she has between herself and her assistants. I don't know when this other gal is coming in, but I will have maybe, I don't know, five or six clubs. Right now, there's just Betty and I, so I might have seven or eight or nine, I don't know. But I'm figuring if it's a even split, although what Betty might do is split the clubs between the two area, the two assistants, you know, and she will just supervise the overall operation. I don't know. But she wants me to get out in the field, and this part of it might be nice. It'll be a bit hectic, because this means on and off choppers all the time. I'll have to be traveling to all these clubs, and they're all over the country, you know? But I will get to see the countryside. I'll get to go to all the clubs, or at least a number of them. I'll get to know the girls, and I'll have to try and train new club directors, particularly some of these young gals who come on their first job right out of college. This is what she was telling me today. And plus, there are several projects in the making. One is a program director's meeting coming up. I think she said the 17th and 18th of September. And then there is USERPAC, which is the United States Army Pacific Command contest, program contest, a talent contest or something, and we have to enter this. And these are things that she's going to hand to me and say, like, you know, get the job done. And they're big jobs. They're not small jobs. And it's another thing they pointed out was the fact that, and this is very true, this is something I realized weeks ago when I thought about this possible change. When you have a service club, Duchess, like I have here, I have a big club, I have a well-used club, you pretty much run it any which way you see fit. You don't have a great deal of supervision because there are very few supervisors. That's the main reason. But, I mean, you're pretty much the boss of how everything is done. You make all the decisions. It's yours. And everybody under you is taking orders from you. So that you're a big wheel in your community, you know. And when you go to the staff level, you know, I'll be a nothing, which is all right with me. I've been a nothing many times before in my life. It doesn't bother me. But they mentioned this a number of times because they want to emphasize that you go to another level, but you're at the very bottom of it. You know, in other words, I'll be the junior supervisor on the staff. That's like being top operator and then going to the lowest JSA or something. But this wouldn't upset me, I don't think. But I like the bit of being able to get around a little bit, because it's nice to see something else besides your one little compound that you're restricted to. By the same token, I think that there'll be a lot of loose ends because you go for a day or 2 days to this club and that club. You can't do much in a day or two, Duchess. You can't follow through. You maybe only go once a month or something like that to a club, or once in 2 months. And it's very hard to accomplish a great deal in a very short time. And you're jumping all over the place. Plus, I think there'll be a great many reports. And you know, it takes me forever to do these things. But I am very excited, and it was a crazy meeting, a crazy, I don't know, I guess you'd call it an interview, but I sat with Jane on my left, and so Jane on my right and Betty on my left, and I was sitting in the middle of two desks, like, which meant to speak to one, I had to turn my head to the right, you know, and speak to the other, turn my head to the left, and they just sat looking at me, and Jane, I can see problems already with Jane, and she's only the top boss over here. But I'll try to give you an idea. And this whole tape, I really had nothing I wanted to tell you that was so important as this particular job offer today. But, I should, before I forget it, Carolyn Hogshead sent me a tape a few days ago, and you know, she got Ruth's job, Duchess. She got the GS-11 at 2nd Infantry Division, and she asked me to come back to Korea and be her field representative, that she would love to have me doing the same thing as this job would be, field supervisor, you know. And she said there was always a place for me if I wanted to work under her, as long as she had the top position, you know. So I thought that was very nice of Carolyn to offer me that job. And I made a tape back to her right away and told her I didn't plan to go to Korea after I finished Vietnam. I was going home. So, anyway, getting back to the personalities involved here, Jane is a very, what I would describe, a southern, gentle woman. You know, slow speaking, slow moving. And I asked her about 10 questions today, and they all had the same answer, which was, well, I don't know just yet, dear. We'll have to wait and see. Well, you know, that can just drive me up the wall, Duchess. You know, I like to get things moving. He'd get a yes or a no or spit it out, but I'll ask a question, you know, and look at her, and she'll look at me, and then she'll say, well, yes. Let's see now, you know? And it's just terrible. In fact, I mentioned this to Betty when Jane left the room for a few minutes. I said, you know, Betty, I'm not made the same way as Jane is. I said, I don't work the same way. I said, and I said, I'm not sure what your way is. I said, but it's closer to mine, and I know Jane's is, you know. And she said, and I know just what you mean, she said, because she said, I too thought I would have difficulty when I started to work with Jane, she says. But she says, Jane really knows her business, and she is efficient, and she says, I think there's a lot to learn from her, and I think you'll enjoy this. So I said, okay, I'll try it, I said, but you have to be patient, and if I don't like it, I don't like it. Of course, you know me, Duchess, I'm always scared when I go into a new position, because I want to do well. I don't want to do just mediocre work. I want to do whatever the best is I can do. And if I don't give it my best, then I'm dissatisfied with myself. So anyhow, excuse me, there you have it. I took a whole tape to tell you about my new job offer. As I say, Duchess, they're not fooling me by giving me this work to do, like starting maybe in a week, because I won't get the promotion, the actual promotion, maybe for months, I don't know. Which means I'll be doing the work of a 10 and getting paid the work of a 9. But it will be tremendous experience to have this supervising work experience in case of future jobs, you know. It should be interesting. It should be an interesting 5, 6 months, 7 months. Where do I have to go? 7 months yet. I've been in country just over 5 months. 23 weeks and 2 days, to be exact. And in that time, I have just baffled them with if my capabilities would all only amount that is to an honest day's work every day, maybe 7 days a week, maybe 12 hours a day, but anybody can do it, anybody who will apply themselves, you know? So it's not all just because it's me. But anyway, there you have it. I feel like taping to everybody I know in special services, like Carolyn and Cree and Ruth Manson, whom I have never written to, but I don't think I'll do that. I will tell them eventually, but I'm just so tickled. And it's because they have, you know, helped me in training and stuff. I certainly owe a lot to those people. Anyway, how about that, Duchess, huh? Area, assistant area supervisor's job. Now, see, when Ruth was the area supervisor in 2nd Division, she only had 6 clubs. Well, I'll have that many clubs as the assistant area supervisor. Maybe more than that. Oh, God, I hope I don't have to do an awful lot of paperwork. I mean, blueprints and stuff like that, and drapes and furniture, and oh, boy. Oh, well. Listen, I shall be here at Bearcat at least another week. Maybe a little longer. I don't know. As soon as I know something definite or a change of address, I shall send it. Any mail you send here, I probably will still get, so don't worry about it. But that's the latest news. That's the only thing I've talked about on this whole thing. But you can tell I'm excited, and I was trying to give you the full details on it. So many other things. I'll just have to wait, Duchess, and send another tape. Needless to say, things are going well. In fact, Jane and Betty are both coming down tomorrow evening. We have a small party here. Colonel Cook is having a private little party at his new hoop. They're coming.